Uyraysa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Tezvav Amud Beis. We're holding on to Tezvav Amud Aleph by the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud. So says the Mishnah,
if a person uses metal rods or bedposts as his schach, both cases of schach puzzle, so the halacha is im yesh revach b'nein k'maisan, if there are spaces in between each rod, in between each post, that's the same width as the schach puzzle itself, and then you fill up those spaces with schach kosher, so k'sheira, even though it's a 50-50 seemingly, the sukkah is still kosher. And then the Mishnah says, achaitit begadish, a case that we've had previously, if a person digs a hole into a haystack, lastly, sukkah, and he does it to make himself a sukkah. The halacha is ain't a sukkah. It's still not a sukkah because the schach on top, the hay on the top, wasn't put there at l'shem schach. It wasn't put there l'shem sale, and therefore it's going to be a problem of tasev loy mina asua. Even though now you have in mind that it should be for schach, since when it was put there, it wasn't put there for that intention. So it's a problem of tasev loy mina asua. Says the Gemara. So that we're going to focus now on the Reisha of the Mishnah. The Reisha of the Mishnah seems to be describing a case of 50-50 schach kosher and schach pasul, and the Mishnah seems to say that such a sukkah is kosher. Lema tavi tiftan Rav Huna b'Yed Rav Yeshua, says the Gemara, l'chayr, it's a tiftan Rav Huna. The Idmar was stated, parutz koimeh, if let's say you have a wall that's equal standing parts, equal wall parts, as there is space. So Rav Papa Amar Mutter, Rav Huna b'Yed Rav Yeshua Amar Aser. So it's a machlekes if that's considered a mechitza l'inyan Shabbos. Are you allowed to carry inside an area that's walled off for such a mechitza? Rav Papa says that it is considered a mechitza. Paritz ka'imid is kosher. It's mutter to carry in that area. Rav Huna b'Yed Rav Yeshua says that no, it's not considered a mechitza and it's aser. So the Gemara is saying that you see from this case of the schach, even though schach is more chomer than mechitzas, and yet still by schach we allow it to be 50-50. So if so, kosher came by mechitzas, we should allow 50-50. It's a kash on Rav Huna b'Yed Rav Yeshua. Says the Gemara, this case is not 50-50. In two possible ways. Amar lach Rav Huna b'Yed Rav Yeshua, my kemaisam benichnas v'yoytze. When it says that there's spaces in between the schach pasul, in between the rods, it means that there's a lot of space. There's space to really get schach kosher in there, not such exact space. In fact, the Gemara v'efshel etzam tzem, but you can make it that it's exact. So maybe the case is when it's exact. Amar v'ami b'madif. No, the case is specifically talking about a situation where you purposely made it that the spaces in between the schach puzzle are wide enough that you can easily get schach in there. And therefore, really, it's a case of schach kosher meruba. Rava Amar, different teretz, afilu tema b'she'en madif. It could be that's taka 50-50. The spaces are exactly the same width as the schach puzzle. However, still, imhayu nisunin shesi, noisin arev nisunin shesi. We're talking about a case where you put the schach not parallel with the schach puzzle, rather you put the schach kosher perpendicular to the schach puzzle. So not only is it filling up the spaces in between the schach puzzle, it's also resting on top of the schach puzzle. In such a situation, you have schach kosher meruba, so it's going to be mevatel the schach puzzle is batel b'roiv, and that's why the sukkah is kosher, even the fear of Huna b'Yed Rav Yeshua. Now we mentioned in the Mishnah two examples of schach pasul. One was shpudin, which was the metal rods. The other case of the Mishnah was aruchei samita. Now aruchei samita are bedposts, so it's a broken bed. A broken bed should not be mekabel tumo. Why is that schach pasul? Says the Gemara, leimim misayei leil Rav Ami bar Tavyoimi. L'chayver, this Mishnah is a raya to the yisoid of Rav Ami bar Tavyoimi, to his chiddush, to Amar Rav Ami bar Tavyoimi, sikcha b'vlei kelim psula. He says that you can't use broken kelim. It says, just like a kli is mekabel tumah and it's pasul, so too the Rabbanu were geyser that you can't use broken kalim, even though they're not mekabel tumah, but being that it came from a kli, so you can't use it. So our Mishnah seems to be a riot to that yisoid. Says the Gemara, it's not muchach, could Amar Rav Chanan Amar Rebbe. We could say that Rav Chanan Amar Rebbe said, that barucho shtekurayim, bektsaru shtekurayim. Hachanami barucho shtekurayim, bektsaru shtekurayim. Just like Rav Chanan Amar Rebbe said, Lenin something else, which we'll bring in a moment, that a bedpost, that's the side of the bed with its two legs, or the short parts, the head post or the feet post with its two legs, that's mekabel tumah. So too our Mishnah could be talking about such posts which are mekabel tumah, as the Gemara will explain shortly. Now, hecha idmar Rav Chanan Amar Rebbe. In which such a weird in Ruchana Amar say is Chiddush the name of Rebbe that such posts are Mekabel Tuma. He said it Ahadit Nan. He said it on the following Mishnah Meseches Kelim. It says the mita mitame is chavila umitaher is chavila. The mita is Mekabel Tuma only when it's whole, and you have to bring it to the mikvah while it's whole. You can't break it into parts so it can fit into your car more easily. No, you have to take the whole thing with you to the mikvah, and you have to tovel it in its whole state. Divrei Rebbe Eliezer v'chachamim ha'imrim mitame sevarim umitaher sevarim. No, it's mekabel tuma even when it's in parts, and you can bring it to the mikvah even in parts. Now, frak the Gemara, my new, what do you mean when it's in parts, it's mekabel tuma? If it's in parts, it's a broken kli. Why is that mekabel tuma? Kalim are mekabel tuma. Broken kalim are not mekabel tuma. And on that, Amar Rav Chanan, Amar Rebbe, Arucho Shtei Karayim, Katzaru Shtei Karayim. He said that we could be talking about such a case that it's the side post with its two legs, or it's the short parts, the head post and the feet post with its two legs. L'may Chazya. Now, why is that mekabel tuma? Why is that not considered a broken kli? Why is that seemingly this is considered a kli? What makes it into a kli? Says the Gemara, because l'mismachinu aguda ulameisav alayu umishav ashlei. Because it's roi, you could lean it up against the wall with some boards, and you could tie it up with some ropes, and then you could use it as a chair. You could use it as a chair to sit on, and therefore, even in its present state, it is mekabel tuma because it is still roi to be used to sit on. So too in our Mishnah, when the Mishnah said ruchei samita is an example of schach pasul because it's mekabel tuma, it could be talking about these such posts. It's not a raya that broken kelim are pasul for schach. It could be we're talking about these such posts which are pasul because they are currently mekabel tuma and they're pasul even midaraisa.